My guest at this time is David Hogberg. He is a healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. We want to get his reaction to Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the key architects of the president's healthcare law, declaring that there will largely no longer be an employer-based health coverage market once Obamacare is fully implemented over time. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, one of the things we certainly heard from the president and his allies as the president's health care bill was being rolled out and as it was being hotly debated in Congress is, will this still be largely be employer-based? And while there was some question over whether that was the right thing in perpetuity, the president said, given all the other changes that were being made, he thinks it would have been too much to upset the apple cart with respect to most health care plans being offered through employers. Obviously, it seems from Ezekiel Emanuel's commentary here, that both in the New York Times and in a column he wrote for the New Republic, that he's not surprised this will be the outcome of Obamacare. So should we be surprised? And if this is the case, what's the significance?
Well, on the one hand, it certainly would have been nice had Dr. Emanuel said this before Obamacare was passed, and you know, let us know that that was at least among one of the architects, you know, sort of the aim, so people could have, you know, at least known the truth that at least one of the architects actually did want to basically take away your insurance. As for his actual argument that Obamacare is going to do away with the employer-based insurance, I'm kind of looking at his argument and I'm going, you know, what's he sprinkling on his breakfast cereal and where can I get some? I mean, basically it hinges on two things. Number one, the Obamacare exchange is becoming very popular and very effective. And at this point, I don't see any of that in the future. And the second, that, you know, the Cadillac tax on you know, high-end health plans, employer-based health plans coming into effect in 2018. Well, you know, that is itself is a pretty, you know, thin reed to hang this on. You know, that's going to affect, you know, big employers and a lot of union plans. And, you know, there's not really I suppose there's no such thing as an unstoppable political coalition, but big employers and unions together, you know, that would probably come about as close as you can get to, you know, having a coalition that would, you know, that wants to, you know, repeal the Cadillac tax. So I just don't really see it. I mean, the other argument he basically makes here is that, you know, companies can just get rid of it because they've employer-based insurance because they've wanted to for years, and now they just, you know, they can do that, and, you know, they can raise their employees' pay, and they just have to pay a $2,000 fine per employee to do that. Well, I know that companies may have wanted to get out of the health insurance business for years, but why didn't they do that before Obamacare? I mean, now, you know, before Obamacare, they didn't have to pay a $2,000 fine. And basically what keeps companies in, you know, keeping their employer-based plans is that employees demand it. I mean, it's part of the compensation package, and the reason employees demand it is that there's this huge tax break for it. Basically, it's tax-free, and as long as it's tax-free and employees demand it, it doesn't really matter so much what companies want to do. As long as companies can afford to do it and employees demand it, they're going to have to provide it. So I really don't see much in Dr. Emanuel's argument here that is at all convincing.
In his piece for the New Republic from earlier this month, here's an excerpt. He says, "For the next few years, insurance companies will both continue to provide services to employers and increasingly compete against each other in the health insurance exchanges. In that role, they will put together networks of physicians and hospitals and other services and set a premium. But because of health care reform, new actors will force insurance companies to evolve or become extinct. The accountable care organizations, a new acronym there, ACOs, and hospital systems will begin competing directly in the exchanges and for exclusive contracts with employers." So it sounds like there would still be an employer role in this new reality, just wouldn't be insurance companies. If that were to actually happen, would it be good, bad, somewhere in between?
I don't know where what makes him so optimistic that accountable care organizations are really going to take off. They're not performing particularly well in Medicare right now. I mean, most of them aren't saving the money that was predicted, and I suspect that there's sort of this large top-down bureaucratic form of care that, you know, patients just generally don't like. I do think we need to get away from the employer-based system. I think that's a big part of the problems in our healthcare system. Don't get me wrong, but I don't see anything that suggests that Obamacare is going to do it. I mean, his arguments are just not persuasive.
David, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly see how the debate plays out. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
David Hogberg is a healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.